Sunday, February 16th. Now, where was I? Tapping chin and thinking. Okay. Mr. Buttons was missing, and Oliver, Brianna, and Miss Penelope were having a simultaneous meltdown. We looked everywhere and still couldn't find that stupid sock. I knew socks had a nasty habit of disappearing in the dryer, but I had no idea how one could just vanish into thin air.
Nikki, you're the babysitter, Brianna screamed. Do something and do it now.
I was like, oh, no, she didn't. Really? So I'm the babysitter now that Mr. Buttons is lost and everyone is crying, I yelled at Brianna. Personally, I think this is all Miss Penelope's fault. Tell her to go find Mr. Buttons. But since I was the mature, responsible older sister, I decided to take matters into my own hands. After rummaging through my sock drawer, I found an old mismatched sock with ruffles and lace. I grabbed a black marker and drew on a face. Then I stapled some yarn for hair, dabbed on some cherry red lip gloss, and bam, a new puppet was born. I called her Maxine, mainly because she was as ugly as Max the Roach. Max is a 6-foot-long, hideous-looking plastic roach bolted to the top of my dad's bug extermination van. Although, with the big hair, long eyelashes, fancy lace, and ruffles sock outfit, clueless expression, and 5 thick layers of lip gloss, she bore a striking resemblance to... Never mind. I rushed back into the family room to introduce Maxine to Oliver.
Oliver, please don't cry, Maxine pleaded in a squeaky voice. Everything will be okay. I promise.
Who are you?
Oliver sniffed.
I'm Mr. Button's older sister. My name is Maxine. Nice to meet you.
Wow, you're Mr. Button's sister?
Oliver giggled as he wiped away his tears. Brianna must have felt a little jealous or something because she just glared at Maxine and frowned.
Why do you have lint balls all over your face?
Brianna asked.
Yeah, and your hair looks funny too,
Miss Penelope scoffed, looking her up and down.
Hey, back off, girlfriend,
Maxine said, rolling her eyes at Miss Penelope.
At least I have hair.
So maybe Maxine was a little linty. Sorry, but I was not about to destroy a good pair of socks. And why would Miss Penelope get all snotty and insult another puppet when she was a puppet, too? Was I the only person who found all of this disturbing, bizarre, and a wee bit creepy? Maxine continued.
I'm here to help you find Mr. Buttons. But don't worry about that guy. He's a prankster, and he's probably just playing hide-and-seek.
Oliver's face brightened.
You think so?
Don't listen to her, Brianna fumed. I think he's been kidnapped by the Tooth Fairy.
I have a great idea, Oliver, Maxine, I said. Why don't you hang out with Maxine while I finish looking for Mr. Buttons, okay?
That would be fun,
Oliver giggled. I handed Maxine to Oliver. Then I went from room to room in search of Mr. Buttons. When I returned, Brianna and Oliver had plastered over 12 kidnapped, missing, and wanted posters all over the family room in their desperate attempt to find that puppet. Brianna was about to tape a poster to a pillow on the couch when she suddenly gasped in surprise.
Hey, look, it's Mr. Buttons! The Tooth Fairy kidnapped him and stuck him behind this pillow?
She exclaimed.
Mr. Buttons, Mr. Buttons, shouted Oliver. I'm so glad to see you.
We all gave Mr. Buttons a great big group hug. Just then the doorbell rang. It was Mrs. Wallabanger. "Hi, Mrs. Wallabanger," I said, thankful she hadn't arrived 5 minutes earlier.
"Hello, Nikki, dear. How are my little gangbusters doing?"
she asked cheerfully. "They're great," I answered. "We played some games and even went on a big make-believe adventure." Suddenly, Mrs. Wallabanger frowned.
"What was that? You think I've gained weight and need to get a wig and dentures?"
she asked, highly insulted.
"No, actually, you look beautiful, just the way you are," I tried to reassure her.
As Oliver was leaving, he gave me a great big hug.
"Nikki, you're the best sitter me and Mr. Buttons have ever had."
"Thanks, Oliver. Both Maxine and I will be looking forward to you visiting again." He took a few steps down the sidewalk, holding his grandmother's hand. Then he abruptly turned around and raced back to the door to give Brianna a hug, too.
"Thanks for finding Mr. Buttons," he whispered. "He made this especially for you."
Oliver reached into his back pocket and handed Brianna a wad of red construction paper. Brianna unfolded the paper to reveal the most beautiful, crinkled-up, lopsided Valentine's heart I have ever seen in my entire life. "To my friend." Both Brianna and Miss Penelope had these big, goofy smiles on their face as they waved goodbye.
"Bye, Oliver. Bye, Mr. Buttons. Come back soon."
Oh, that whole scene was so cute and sickeningly sweet, I almost couldn't stand it. Yes, Oliver was a little weird and misunderstood, but he was such a good kid, and Mrs. Wallabanger was lucky to have him as a grandson. That's when it hit me that Oliver reminded me a lot of, well, he who shall remain nameless. Anyway, I was really happy that Brianna had found a new friend she had so much in common with. I just hope Oliver won't change when he gets older. Like, you know, some people. I almost forgot. Speaking of new friends, I now have a roommate. Maxine. She's moving into my sock drawer.